Track 4, and it's on with the news. Fire crews tackle double motorhome blaze. Firefighters from Newton Abbott, Tynmouth and Bovey Tracy, along with colleagues from Torquay, Paignton, Totnes and Ivybridge, tackled a large blaze in Abbott's Kurzweil at the end of last week, Friday the 24th of January. Initially, one appliance from Newton Abbott Fire Station and another from Torquay were mobilised to reports of a vehicle fire just after 2 p.m. On arrival, crews found one motorhome and one converted camper van well alight, with flames issuing from both vehicles. The intensity of the fire meant that it had also spread to the adjacent industrial unit. A spokesman from Newton Abbott Fire Station said, "The incident commander immediately requested a total of 6 pumps to be sent to the incident, along with water bowser due to a poor water supply in the area. 2 firefighters wearing breathing apparatus started tackling the fire, and this was increased to 4. A third team in breathing apparatus kit were tasked with breaking into the unit to see how far the fire had spread and so they could attack it from another angle. Fortunately, the fire had only just breached inside and crews were able to use a hose reel jet internally to knock back the flames. Crews had to face a multitude of hazards while fighting the fire, including exploding cylinders and tyres. The fire was mainly limited to the vehicles of origin, as well as the external facade and cladding of the building," added the spokesman from Newton Abbott Fire Station. "This was a testament to how well all the stations worked together to bring the incident to a swift and safe conclusion."
Company celebrates anniversary with pledge. A Newton Abbott-based house builder is celebrating its 10th anniversary with a year-long plan to raise money for charity. Baker Estates is aiming to raise more than £10,000 for Rowcroft Hospice with a series of events and fundraising initiatives to mark the major milestone. The festivities will engage residents, local businesses and community organisations. Founded by Managing Director Ian Baker in 2015, the company has grown rapidly and now employs more than 75 staff from its Newton Abbott headquarters. A spokesman said, "The company has built a strong reputation for delivering high-quality homes across the region while fostering strong connections within the local communities it serves. The company has won a number of regional and national awards." Ian Baker, Managing Director of Baker Estates, shared his thoughts on the milestone. "Reaching our 10th anniversary is a significant achievement for everyone at Baker Estates. Over the past decade, we've grown into a trusted house builder known for our dedication to quality and the Southwest communities we serve. This year-long initiative is not just about reflecting on our journey, but also about giving back to the people who have supported us along the way and looking forward to the future." Ian added the company was founded with a vision to deliver quality homes, which has led to multiple awards for its commitment to craftsmanship and customer satisfaction. The anniversary activities include a golf day, which is expected to draw over 100 participants, a bake-off, support of a local school, a team 5K run, sponsorship of a number of regional shows, and an organised walk across Dartmoor to raise money for charity.
Council set lowest tax precept for 4 years. The Mayor of Newton Abbott has said the confirmed Band D increase of 17p per week to provide Town Council services such as street cleaning, public events and the museum will be the lowest since he became councillor. Councillor Alex Hall took his seat in the chamber in 2021 at a time when the pandemic and international affairs were sending prices sky high. An additional burden on the Town Council had been the public's expectation that services were maintained at a time when county and district authorities were reining back from their traditional roles owing to cuts in government funding. As a result, Newton Abbott Town Council's share of the council bill had needed to increase by as much as 21% in recent years. But with some pressures easing, a meeting of Newton Abbot Town Council's Finance and Audit Committee agreed a rise of 17 pence per week for Band D property. The increase is more in line with pre-COVID times, which is encouraging, said Responsible Financial Officer and Deputy Town Clerk Sam Scott, who advised members on the data. Councillor Hall, recommending that members approve the 4.83% lift, said, "This is one of the lowest percentage increases I've seen since I started with the council." The proposed 25-26 budget was later discussed and ratified at a meeting of the full council. Members voted 17-1 in favour. The decision resulted in an annual bill for the Band D property of £190.67. Other elements of the council tax bill are determined by district and county councils, the police and fire service.
The pedestrian who died after a collision in the Willows car park earlier this month has been named as 81-year-old Bovey Tracy resident Mary Gray. Emergency services were called to the Marks and Spencers car park at the Willows in Torquay at around 4:20 p.m. on Thursday, January the 9th. An inquest, which opened on January the 16th, heard that Mary, a retired hospitality assistant, was walking behind a vehicle when it began slowly reversing. There was some contact between the vehicle and Mary, which caused her to fall and hit her head, the coroner reported. Mary was taken to Derriford Hospital, but a CT scan revealed an unsurvivable brain injury. The inquest into Mary's death was adjourned and a full hearing will take place at a later date.
Nominations wanted for community awards. Bovey Tracy Town Council is once again seeking nominations for its community awards. The Town Council's annual event celebrates outstanding residents of both Bovey Tracy and Heathfield. The four awards are Community Champion, Young Citizen of the Year, Environmental Champion, and Honorary Representative of the Lord of the Manor of Bovey Tracy. Nominations can be for individuals, voluntary groups, or businesses that have made highly valued contributions to help those in need. The qualification criteria for each award is available on the Council's website. Residents, voluntary groups, colleagues, visitors or customers with a good experience or knowledge of the nominees' activities are invited to make the nominations.